Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall, and today I'm joined by Jordan Kahn, my colleague. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. So we're recording in the podcast booth at WWDC, so it's going to be a little bit different episode today. And by the way, this booth itself is like, it looks kind of like the WWDC wall art if it was like real.
Yeah. It's the signage that we've been seeing at WWDC, the white button signage, except it's actually 3D.
It's like a giant 3D printer made a podcast booth.
Yeah,
like,
is it styrofoam or what is it? I think it's styrofoam.
Yeah, it looks good though. It's really cool. It's cool. So this is neat. This is our first time doing this. So we'll have a little bit longer of an episode today. So more than like the 2 to 3 minute format, but not too long. First of all, I mean, this is your second WWDC, my first one, and the thing is press. The process this year for checking in was kind of cool because we had a wallet pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like tied to our name and like photo ID to like, you know, not fake your way in.
Right.
But also it was like NFC based. So we got to walk in and like scan it, which is kind of a different thing for that kind of a pass format, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they just, right when press was checking in, you could just walk up with your phone and the pass just scanned under NFC and boom.
Yeah, I was surprised because I've seen those passes with like QR codes and you do it that way.
Right. And I think that's how Apple has done it in the past at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Looks pretty cool. And the next thing is the event itself. So we got to go to the keynote. We had like Wi-Fi issues, so it was a little bit wonky there. But
right.
You know, I think we had some good coverage. Probably talk more about that on Happy Hour this week. But some of the things that we didn't get to discuss in yesterday's daily episode and may not have time for in Happy Hour is the iOS 12 performance, the differences on older devices. So, for example, Happy Hour, you know, host Benjamin Mayo, he asked on Twitter, like, what are people seeing? And, you know, in early betas, usually people are like, this thing's like buggy and slow, but people are actually seeing for the first beta that their older devices are faster. And Apple had given out some numbers during the keynote, things like the iPhone 6, you know, you might see it be up to 70% faster, things like the keyboard being 1.5 times faster. And those are things that you do see, like whenever you update to a new version of iOS, it feels slower on older stuff. So
right. App launch up to 40% faster, 2 times faster load, 2 times faster under load. Apple made a point of mentioning that when they were talking about compatibility with older devices. And that's not always something that they do at WWDC, because like you said, often these times, these betas are slower, buggier.
Yeah, so there's potential for like over the summer that to get even better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything that works with iOS 11 works with iOS 12.
Right.
So that's a nice thing. And we've got a couple of videos linked in the show notes. You can go and see like the comparison of older devices running an old version of iOS, you know, I guess a version of iOS 11 and now iOS 12 beta. So that's very promising. The next thing we want to discuss a little bit is some of the stuff from iOS 12 that didn't make it into the keynote, you know, these tidbits that we find from, you know, trying out the betas and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
First thing is Face ID rescanning. So this is cool. With the iPhone X, when you erase your phone, you can scan your face, unlock it, but then if it doesn't recognize you for some reason or it's a bad scan, then the trick before was kind of to like lower your phone and then rescan it with that like gesture to like re-raise it.
Which seemed a little counterintuitive to what you should be doing.
Or use your passcode as a fallback, which is something that I found myself doing.
Yeah.
There's like a new, by design, better way now, which is swipe up again.
Right.
And the beta, the iOS 12 has dialogue that tells you to do it. Like it's got an arrow and it really works well. So it makes that feel so much better. If you get a bad scan the first time for whatever reason, like angle or distance, you can naturally try again. Also in Apple Music, you can now search lyrics. So you can find music by lyric search. So if you don't know the name of the song because it's like obscure song name or something, but you know the tune stuck in your head.
This seems like something that people might not think is a great feature, but if you think about how often that you might do that over the course of a year, just searching for a lyric in Google or something, I think it'll actually come in handy when you're looking for music.
Yeah, actually use it in the music app. And if it works with Siri, even better. It's like, what is this stuck in my head?
I find myself doing that often. You know, you hear a song, you remember just one lyric, and that's the only way to go discover it.
Exactly. Something else that we've seen is that in iOS 12 portrait lighting, which is that feature on the iPhone X, where you take like a a picture of yourself, and it uses the true depth camera on the front to do this dramatic effect. You know, honestly, like in iOS 11, it was kind of you know, some, it depends on the scenario, but some of those were not that great. It looks like in iOS 12, it's going to be a lot better. Apple says now they're doing a mask around the person. It generates a mask whenever it detects a person and separates from the scene. So we should see that improve a lot. It still is a beta tag, but it should be a lot better.
It was pretty hit and miss before.
Yeah, a lot of miss.
You needed the perfect lighting. You know, it performed pretty well outdoors if you had great lighting.
Yeah.
But then there's also the various lighting modes, and some of them perform better than others. So it'll be interesting to see how much this actually does improve it.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing I want to talk about today is something that I'm sure we'll talk about on the podcast tomorrow and Happy Hour a little bit. But today I got a chance to try out the podcast app on the Apple Watch on watchOS 5 in beta, and it is exactly what I've wanted. So I've mentioned this like probably 2 years in a row, wanting a podcast app. And, you know, people tweeted at me yesterday saying, like, it finally happened. I got an email about it. You know, people know I care. But it's really, it lets you, I mean, if you listen to this and you like podcasts and you have the watch, then you can do it over Wi-Fi with streaming or over LTE if you have the series through with LTE. But it's fully featured as you would want it to be if you use the Apple Podcast app, where your shows just appear to what you subscribe to. As new episodes come in, you get an alert. You can play them right on the watch over Bluetooth audio with AirPods or a speaker or something. And you're seeing progress works. You know, it's so for me, what that means is now if I want to go out for a run, I can actually go with just the watch, use LTE, stream an episode of a show, and not only run to music. And I'm looking, you know, really forward to doing that. It also lets you do control playback on the iPhone. Just like the music app on watchOS, you can see your library on the iPhone of the podcast app. So for podcast listeners, myself included, it's a big deal. The other thing there is that there is a background audio API on the watchOS 5. So if an app like Overcast wants to do a real podcast app, you know, I think we're going to start seeing those when watchOS 5 comes out later this year.
Right. So now you can get Happy Hour on your Apple Watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's 9 to 5 Mac Daily for today. This is the first and only episode recorded in the Apple Podcast Studio at WWDC so far for us. And it's kind of a neat experience. You know, we're using like our Macs for our notes, but the table's provided, the microphones are here, the headphones, and this is way more professional than you know, like what I'm used to.
Yeah, and this is actually the second year Apple's been doing this, so it feels like definitely something that they're doing to support podcasting, and I'm all for that.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Jordan, thanks for doing this with me.
Thank you.